You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Now, I haven't seen anything like this before, Senior Chief Executive Producer Phil J. Vandenberg III. Well, we have this. Over 125 cops are suing the city, but their police guild says, they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic.
It's an interesting little development. It's an interesting tension. It's the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. It is Thursday. Thanks ever so much for letting me be part of your listening day, as I am every single weekday from 5 to 9 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Check out our great website. That would be KVI.com. We post highlights all 4 hours of the show. So just in case you miss part of the 8 o'clock hour, don't worry, because we got that covered for you on the website. And we have a pair of great Facebook fan pages, 570 KVI. That's 570 KVI and John Carlson Radio. That's John Carlson Radio. Yes, you have a bunch of cops included. I looked at the King TV actually listed the names of each of the officers, and I recognize several of them KVI listeners. Anyway, here's Como 4's Kristen Drew outlining the legal fight that officers are waging against the city.
Nearly 130 police officers are suing the city, claiming the new use of force policy is complicated, contradictory, and confusing. They argue the new policy requires them to engage in mental gymnastics and undermines their constitutional protections.
All right. Now, again, they're doing this without the support of the Seattle Police Officers Guild and their president, Ron Smith.
According to the lawsuit, some officers are turning in their tasers because they're confused about how and when they can use them. They also argue that more officers are being injured as they hesitate to respond to threats with adequate and reasonable force.
At the end of the day, officers have the right to use force that is reasonable and necessary to do their jobs.
Ron Smith, president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, says the lawsuit is not supported by the union. He met with some of the officers a couple months ago and listened to their concerns.
We're not going to accomplish anything suing the federal government, suing the mayor of Seattle, suing the police chief. That's not the way to handle it. And the way to handle it is a collaborative process.
Officers argue they're being judged under an impossible standard that puts their lives at unnecessary and unreasonable risk.
Now, I'll tell you what caught my attention about this lawsuit. If this had been a lawsuit with 26 officers, I would have said, well, you know, there's always a handful of malcontents. And, you know, they use social media, they find out who the others are, get together and say, hey, we ought to do something. But when you have over 100 police officers who are doing this, what they're saying helps explain, to me anyway, it helps explain these statistics we've seen about a massive reduction in proactive policing. Proactive policing means when officers take the initiative to deter behavior that could lead to crime. Let me say that again. They take proactive measures to deter behavior that could lead to crime. And instead, they're simply reacting. They're being reactive. They get a call, they answer it. But when you have officers turning in their tasers, when you have this massive reduction, not just in a particular jurisdiction, but across the city, we have a serious problem with law enforcement officers feeling that the city is just not backing them up. And now it looks like this fight includes their own guild. Now, Ron Smith just recently took the job. And he is dealing with a, no, he's trying to deal with the brand new police chief, get off on the right foot, And, you know, Mayor Ed Murray is not as, well, he's not Mike McGinn. Okay, he's not his predecessor. So they're trying to get things started a positive direction. And the rank and file, a number of rank and file officers are saying, you know, no thanks. We're just not, we cannot deal with the current rules of engagement as they exist for us doing our job. Here's what Ed Murray, by the way, had to say about this lawsuit.
I've inherited a police force that's been in turmoil for years, and I think there are real issues for our police officers on the front line.
The lawsuit was filed just days after Mayor Ed Murray announced his nomination for a new police chief. Despite the potential setback, the mayor vows to continue reforming the police department.
We are not going to fight the federal court. We are not going to fight the U.S. Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. This is not the 1960s. We are going to work with the federal government. These things won't be solved in a day. It'll take time, but it is a new day at City Hall, and it's a new opportunity, I believe, to give the police officers on the front line the support that they need.
Well, Ed, make up your mind. Are you going to give the federal government civil rights division, Eric Holder's Justice Department, what they want, or are you going to give the officers on the street what they want? Because clearly, they want different things. And that's the observation that needs to be made and pointed out. Don't say that you support your men and women on the street while you're saying, oh, we're not going to fight the federal government. This isn't the 1960s. That was a terrible analogy, Ed. What Ed Murray was talking about was what was called in the South massive resistance after the passage of civil rights laws and court decisions that protected the civil rights of black people, African Americans, in the Deep South, in a segregationist environment, as they were trying to dismantle the infrastructure of enforced segregation, put there, by the way, by the Democratic Party, which is why Republicans could not get elected for generations in the South. There was resistance to it, and that was going on in the 50s and the 60s into the 70s. And Ed Murray is saying, you know, this isn't the 60s. Excuse me. What Eric Holder's Justice Department is demanding is not what the federal government was demanding in the 1960s. Very different things. Right now, it seems to me that the rank and file police officer in Seattle feels under siege, and they don't see anybody, and they have zero confidence that the federal government understands what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, and I think they're right. They think the Justice Department is filled with liberal ideologues who used junk science unfairly tarnish and indict the Seattle Police Department, and they're not accepting their findings. Good for them for fighting back. Somebody's fighting back. And, you know, my guess is, just a guess, that the police guild probably would have been on their side under the old mayor and under the old police chief. But now they're thinking, well, we have a new mayor, we have a new police chief, let's try and get off on the right foot here. But what these officers on the street are saying, let's talk about what's on the street facing us right here, right now. No. What Eric Holder's Justice Department is demanding is not satisfactory. What they are demanding is not acceptable to us doing our jobs. Too restrictive, too street stupid. They don't understand what it's like doing our job. They're sitting there looking from afar. And what they're telling us we have to do makes our job next to impossible. No one's got our back. Forget it. We don't need to take proactive. We don't need to risk going up to that person and asking what they're up to. We know they're up to no good. But if that person, especially if they happen to be a person of color, starts getting in their face about race, then the whole thing just gets ugly. Who needs that? So, you know, we're going to try and talk to some police officers who have signed on to this lawsuit. Because this really is, you know, the Seattle police officer in uniform on the street saying that the Justice Department back in Washington, D.C. fundamentally does not understand their job. And that if the city and the police department do what the Justice Department is demanding, that it will make it less, it will make it virtually impossible for them to do their job and feel like they have the support of their own government behind them. It's more like the government is hovering over them, waiting to play gotcha. The suit names Eric Holder and Jenny Durkin. She's the local U.S. attorney. If Jenny Durkin's name is familiar to you, she's a frequent guest on the show. She was also the attorney for the Democrats during the Dino Rossi, Chris Gregoire, a recount court battle in Wenatchee back in 2005. They name Ed Murray, along with Pete Holmes and other past city officials, and other current and past city officials. They mention this federal monitor, Merrick Bob is his name, overseeing the court-ordered reforms. So here you have the city saying, oh, look, we want to work with the federal government, and we're not questioning the consent decree. And you got police officers on the ground saying, you notice that the net result of those use-of-force policies are that we won't use force anymore? And you have a massive reduction in the enforcement of lower-level crimes and traffic infractions. Again, the important part here is this is not a union beef. This is not something about, you know, wages and benefits. This is not a work slowdown because of wages and compensation. This is we can't do our job anymore. And the mayor says that he's standing behind the federal government. Seattle Police Department, under a federally mandated court order, in part because of a disturbing pattern of unnecessary use of force and other forms of unconstitutional policing, the police department will comply with that court order. The city of Seattle will not fight the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice. This is not the 1960s, which was a really dumb phrase, because it calls to mind, it makes the police department, the police officers who oppose the use of force policies look like the racist Southern police chiefs and cops and politicians who are trying to oppose federal civil rights orders in the 60s to start adhering to civil rights laws. I don't think that's what we have here at all. So this is a big disconnect. It's a disconnect between the city and its cops, and it might mean a disconnect between the police guild and its officers as well. Again, if this was a suit brought by, 14, 20, maybe, 25 officers, you say, well, there's always a few malcontents. But when you have over 125 officers who were willing to sign their names, and think of all the cops who probably sympathize with the lawsuits who haven't signed their names. This is a big deal. Ron Smith, the police guild president, said, quote, I knew they were, meaning the officers who filed the suit, I knew they were unhappy. I knew they were contemplating this action. I met with them to hear their concerns at their request. I didn't hear back from them again after meeting with them in March. Smith said he gave the group a what he calls a conduit to the Community Police Commission created as part of the consent decree, and that they shared their concerns with that commission. I assume they were going to get the policy changed in the areas of concern. I would like to say the policy is overly broad and poorly written and somewhat confusing. However, I believe the policy could have been changed with collaboration. You know, what's also interesting about this is apparently these officers are either funding this lawsuit with their own money or it's being done pro bono. So we will see where this goes. But I got to tell you, what we are seeing here is the police officers are making a direct connection for the public and the political establishment of Seattle, which has been a little slow on the uptick here, between the new use of force policies demanded by the federal government, Eric Holder's Justice Department, and the increasing incidence of crime in Seattle, and the dramatic reduction in proactive policing. What they're saying is, you keep those policies in place, get used to this. This is what is happening. And they don't like it because they want to do their job. They can't do their job if they don't feel anyone's backing them up. So that's why this is a big deal. This is unprecedented. I haven't seen anything like this. And, you know, my heart is with these cops. Our lines are open for your comments. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. One parting thought here is that Ron Smith from the Police Guild is not saying these cops are wrong. He's not disagreeing with their complaints. He's just disagreeing with how they're going about it. He says, well, you don't go to court. You collaborate. And I guess what I would say to Mr. Smith is, you know, wasn't it the federal government that threatened to go to court? Unless there was a consent decree? Eric Holder's Justice Department? So these officers are engaged in what I think is a healthy and long overdue dose of pushback. And kudos to them. The city's political establishment, the federal government's Justice Department, good for them. It's coming up on 10 to 6.